Kate, first off, congratulations on that medal tally.
Oh, thank you.
That's quite amazing. Now, you were training for your first 5-kilometre run only a couple of months after surgery.
Yeah, I took the second chance and just literally ran with it, I guess.
Literally ran with it. I like that. Yeah. Has since the transplant surgery, do you think you've had a very different outlook on life?
No, I think I've always had a very positive outlook, even at times when it's probably a bit hard to. But, I mean, now I just appreciate every single second. And I mean, these days I just know, you know, I really actually get to know what it's like to have fully functioning heart and lungs. So, yeah, I just, take every day and make the most of it.
Now, I think like a lot of Aussies, I hadn't actually heard of the transplant games. When did you start sort of getting interested in them?
So I actually knew about the transplant games for quite a while, even before my transplant. My mum actually stumbled across it one day, just I think she was at the supermarket or something, and there was a group fundraising for, when they were going to go. And she came back and she told me about it, and it was always something that I thought, oh, wow, if I was lucky enough to get a transplant, I'd love to compete. You know, just being able to get back out there and getting active.
Do you think that having the games was a bit of an impetus to get back into that kind of fitness lifestyle or physical lifestyle?
Yeah, it was definitely it's definitely a driving factor. It's an amazing event. It brings all the transplant recipients together, and it's just such a positive environment as well. Everyone's out there encouraging each other just to have a crack and do their best and just make the most of their second chance.
And triathlon, I mean, it's not like you decided to go the easy one for that, did you?
Yeah, no, I don't think anything anything rewarding really comes easy. But, it's just something I love and, you know, why not just, you know, do all three?
Is it kind of a bit of a community event as well? I mean, I don't know sort of how much of a support network there is for transplant recipients.
You know what? I think that's one of the big things I'd like to change, and I'd love to see it become a bit more of the norm rather than, oh, my gosh, there's a transplant recipient doing a triathlon. I'd really love it to be just, yes, that's what happens, because there are so many transplant recipients that get back out there and do amazing things in sporting community. And, you know, a lot of them you just don't hear about, but they're definitely out there and they're definitely, a really great advocate too for what organ and tissue donation does do.
Mm. Now, I understand you're an ambassador for a new initiative called Fit for Life. What's that about?
Yeah, so it's a... I'm heading over to Chicago today for the global launch for the Fit for Life campaign. And there's been 12 ambassadors chosen from across the world, and as well as myself. And basically it's one ambassador from each country. And they all represent that Fit for Life mantra. So it's more transplant recipients, more active, more often. And it's just about key members of the community who have taken their second chance and they've gotten back out there. They're really active, but they're also encouraging others to do the same.
It sounds absolutely amazing. I know you're at the airport now, so I will let you go and actually get ready for your flight. Can't thank you enough for chatting this morning, and it's an absolute inspiring story. I think next time I'm having a bit of a whinge that I want to go for a run, but I don't know if I feel like it, I might think about you and sort of change my tone a little bit.
Yeah, well, you never know how quickly life can change, so, you know, just get out there and give it a crack, I reckon.
I couldn't agree more. Kate, thanks so much.
No worries. Thank you so much.